There are three things that I would tell my younger self. First of all, read as widely as possible. When I started writing poetry seriously in the early to mid-1980s, my reading and knowledge of contemporary poetry were quite limited. I really didn't know very much. I certainly didn't know about the two parallel traditions of mainstream and experimental writing. Had I done so, this would have widened the range of available models for me to explore and imitate, as all beginning writers do. My reading was confined to mainstream poetry, such as that found in the Penguin Book of Contemporary British Poetry and in collections published by the major London-based poetry publishers. I was completely unaware of the explosion of small press activity that had happened in the period 1960 to 1975. Had I been aware of this experimental tradition, it would really have opened my eyes at an early stage to what is possible in the writing of poetry. It would have made my writing much less limited than it was. As it was, it took me about 20 years of reading and writing to find out about and start exploring this important body of work. Now there are books like my own co-authored study, Women's Experimental Poetry in Britain, 1970 to 2010, to make new readers and writers aware of experimental writing. My younger writing self acquired that readily available and popular idea about writing, that one should only write about what one knows. And as a beginning writer, this is how I worked. The effect of this was also to limit my writing to a very small arena of interests and possibilities. So my second piece of advice to my younger self would be, in the words of Gore Vidal, beginning writers should write about what they suspect, what they imagine, not what they know. It took me many years to escape from that model of writing, and it was only through meeting other writers and exchanging work with them that I began to see other possibilities. This important moment for me came when I was working on Blood Axe Anthology, The New Poetry. I had correspondence with a huge number of poets who were writing in many different ways, ways that I had never imagined, and I found that some of these ways could also work for me. How should a young writer like I was when I started get this kind of input and insight? My third piece of advice would be to tell my younger self to get that transformative contact with writers and writing through attending a good creative writing course, such as those run by the Arvon Foundation, or indeed the many excellent creative writing courses run now by universities. I myself now teach on just such a university course. These are the places where you will meet people who know how to set about the kinds of writing that a beginning writer can aspire to, and how to develop a vision of what kind of writer you can really become and what writing could mean to you.